In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Radio show. Chris Owen, Walter DeRiley.
Hey, go! Theodore!
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. Hear the lamentation of the women.
Yes, and welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. We are broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio here in Hamilton, Ontario. And podcasting at getthepointradio.com and comicbookdaily.com. I am Walter DeRiley, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your howling commandos.
Rescuing people in the nick of time.
I don't get it.
Nick Fury.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, Chris, let's move the show along here. Yeah. We're off to a great start, as always. Great to have you back. Every week, you and I get together.
Yes, yeah. I didn't realize I was away, but yeah, but thanks.
Well, we are inseparable during the show.
We are. That's
and then we go on
true.
And lead our petty little lives.
Mundane, boring lives.
And then we get back here and we talk comics and have a few pops.
That's right. You yes. Good old Coca-Cola.
Good old Coca-Cola.
Gotta love Coca-Cola. Right. Hey, listen. Before I forget, I gotta tell you, I was at a function on the weekend with my wife, mm-hmm. and one of her cousins was there, a nice guy by the name of Jay.
Joe Jay.
So Jay was said he goes, oh, Chris, I was driving around, and he goes, I was flipping around the stations, and I happened to, tune in, and I thought, oh, that sounds like Chris's voice. And of course, he heard our show.
Of course.
And he started listening to it, and he said, I guess it was the one we were talking about Valentine's Day, and how we said there should be more Valentine's Day comics, right?
Right.
And he said, I don't care about comics at all, but I couldn't turn you guys off.
Right on.
So I thought it was kind of cool that here's a guy that doesn't know anything about comics, enjoyed the show, enjoyed listening,
You know what your problem is, Chris?
What's that?
You're infectious.
Ooh, infectious. Yes, I like that.
Yes,
I like
good. That. Well, listen, Chris, we won't talk Valentine's comics today.
No, not today. Right. Not today.
But we will talk about comics that are new this week. I'm sorry. You know what? This is the problem, right?
What's the problem?
Last week we introduced our new producer.
Shecky Epstein.
No. What's his real name?
Marty Berthelmer.
Marty Berthelmer. They're kind of, they rhyme, don't
they?
They
do, yeah.
Marty is now a fixture of the show, and we should not ignore Shecky.
No,
I mean Marty.
No, that's right.
And Marty's a fixture of the show, so I think at the beginning, we're feeling this out, Chris. Yeah. Chris, you and I are feeling
this
out.
We're
feeling Marty out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have to feel out the
feels
intro.
Feels very strong.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I think he's been working out.
I'm not sure where to inject him.
How about right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Marty, how are you?
I just figured you guys would ignore me the whole show.
Oh, not never.
We can't
never,
possibly
Marty.
Ignore
that
you.
Or maybe you paid off Andrew to mute my mic.
Young Andrew over here to my left.
Andrew, he requires a lot of do-re-mi, if you know what I mean, to get stuff like that done.
What do you mean?
Let's move this along, guys.
I don't know.
Hey.
Happy to be here, as always.
Marty, it's great to have you on board. We're looking forward to your input, to your contributions.
He has contributions?
Well, we're looking forward to them. I haven't seen one yet.
No,
that's why I'm looking forward to them. Right?
Eventually, one day we'll get
them.
Stay
tuned, team. Stay tuned.
Right. Yeah. And we're now, Marty, to just freshen Marty up, the beginning of the show, we do the intro, we mess it up, and then...
like it was planned.
Like it's in the script.
Hey, like it's a plan.
Yeah.
And the good part about it, we really don't have to work at that, do we, Chris?
No, we really don't. We're very good at it.
And then we introduce you, and then we go to comics that are hitting the local stands of the local comic book shops. The local stands.
Local stands.
All right.
Comics,
help me,
get
Chris.
Your comics.
Rescue
yeah.
me. Rescue
comics.
Me here.
Gotta get your comics here on the newsstand corner.
You know the thing is, Chris?
What's that?
I actually wrote in the script, he's capped to say local comic book store. at 13 times.
Oh, okay.
So he only has so many times he can say that.
Well,
term.
We do like to champion the local comic book store.
Indeed we do.
And we like to talk about new this week comics. So comics every Wednesday come out to the local comic book store. And we like to talk about those comics that are coming out.
Right.
So having said all that, we like to have a sponsor to add to the comics that are coming out this week. And Marty, would you please read the sponsor for today?
We are tripping over ourselves today. Go ahead, right. Marty. No pressure.
New this week, brought to you by Depp Hair Gel. Do you think you look slick? Well, you could look more slick, and every superhero uses it. Depp.
Oh.
All right. I like it.
All right, I like it. You know what? Yeah. You know who uses a lot of hair gel? Johnny Storm.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah. Yes, he does.
A zinger. That was a zinger,
Johnny,
by the way, folks.
Depp does use a lot of hair gel.
Right. Hey, why don't you attack those new comics that are hitting the stands at your local comic book shop today?
Okay. First up, we've got Guardians of the Galaxy number one. So now, for those of you in the movie news era who like to know about all the new movies coming out from Marvel, for those in the know, there is a Guardians of the Galaxy movie coming out. Now, the Guardians of the Galaxy have been around for a long time. It's an old, late
60s,
early 70s.
Oh, early 70s. Well, the issue is, Google this, Marvel Superheroes,
yeah,
number 18.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're on the ball.
Size, yeah, giant size 25 center. First appearance of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So they've been around for a long time, and for whatever reason, they've never really hit the mark as, you know, keeping a steady book going. But man, there is a fan following for Guardians of the Galaxy that is strong. The people that like it love it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
There
right.
Are,
yeah,
you know,
a cult type of
they
thing.
They are a cult type thing. It's a bit of a strange looking band of characters. There's like a raccoon looking guy and a guy named Groot who's a like a tree type character. Anyways,
they are a band of brothers marching together.
But anyways,
they're
yeah,
different guys.
So no, that's well, that's the Murray Marvel Marching Society, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So
yeah,
that's all part of Marvel.
Absolutely.
You
right,
know, you know, you were right without even knowing it.
Oh my!
Wow, you're that good. Wow, I wish I was that good. Anytime. Anyways. Here we go. So we got Guardians of the Galaxy number one with written by scribe extraordinary Brian Michael Bendis and penciled by Steve McNiven. Now, both these guys are phenomenal at what they do. Brian Michael Bendis, of course, he has you know, helped to change the way that comic books are read and written. And Steve McNiven is a fantastic penciler, Canadian, too, at that. So you know what? Those of you who want to go out and find out what the Guardians of the Galaxy movie is going to be all about, it's not a bad idea to check out this comic because, you know, if you want to see what's going on for the movie in a few years, this would be a great starting point.
Absolutely right. Guardians of the Galaxy, excuse me, Marvel has big plans for the team. Marvel, as you and I have discussed on past shows, is moving toward that kind of focus on the cosmic Marvel.
Right,
of
right.
Which Guardians plays a big part. I think we should watch for A Man Called Nova as well in the future as
yep.
well to play a big
yep.
part. But anyway, yeah, so jump on. Jump
absolutely,
on and enjoy
absolutely.
Guardians of the Galaxy number one at your local comic book shop today.
All right, sounds good. Okay, up next we have, you know, normally we choose a regular type DC book. However, today we're going to go with a Vertigo. Now, Vertigo number one, Vertigo's been around for a long, long time. They've sort of been overshadowed by the whole New 52 line of comics. Nobody really talks about Vertigo comics too much, but Vertigo is an offshoot of the DC universe. It initially started as sort of like a more adult line of comic books, and
right.
you know, it sort of has branched in and out of that depending on the type of characters they are. But you know, because Swamp Thing has been a Vertigo comic and then not a Vertigo comic, it's you know, yep. it started out as not a Vertigo comic,
right?
But anyways, it's been around. Vertigo has been around for a long time. So we have Time Warp, and Time Warp is a one-shot comic, meaning there's only one issue, so you don't really have to go very far.
Is that what one-shot means?
That is what one-shot means, and it has stories by Damon Lindelof and Gail Simone. Now, for those who want to know who those people are, Damon Lindelof was one of the writers of Lost. And he also helped to write the more recent Prometheus movie.
Right.
And Gail Simone is a, been around for a long time in the comic book universe. She's written Birds of Prey, and she's written all kinds of, like Wonder Woman. She's done a lot of great comic book writing. So, you know what, her two bigwigs in the writing world, and it's a great little anthology of short stories.
Excellent. Time Warp, number one from DC Vertigo, is at your local comic book shop today.
Perfect. All right. And we got a couple of – normally I do one sort of alternative comic and one kiddie comic. But today I'm going to do two alternative comics. Today I'm going to do –
Good for you, Chris.
Well, you know, I like to branch things out every once in a while.
Sure do.
Today I'm going to do an Image comic by – now, Jonathan Hickman. Now, Jonathan Hickman, of course, has been around for a long time. Does a lot of writing for – he did a lot of writing for FF.
He did FF.
And
hey, FF.
FF. That's right. Well, you know what? Huge fan favorite. That's what FF should stand for.
FF,
fan
pal.
Favorite. Not just Fantastic Four, but fan favorite.
Fan
because
favorite.
You know what? FF, that's what it's all about when it comes to Jonathan Hickman. He is turned around the Fantastic Four and done great things with it. Well, he's now come up with his own title called East of West. It's written by Jonathan Hickman with art by Nick Dragota.
Nick.
Good old Nick. And it's sort of a science fictiony, non-science fictiony alternative universe. It kind of even has a bit of a feel of a Mobius kind of, feel to it. I don't really know how to describe it. It's kind of got a little bit of everything.
I can tell.
I think it's kind of got, I think it's meant to be on Earth, but on Earth in an alternate universe and like 25 years from now.
You know, Chris, the thing with Image, and they're like a hot potato in the comic book community.
Yep.
They're now I don't know if this is good or bad, right or wrong. We're not here to judge that. Luckily, you and I,
right?
But their number ones are heavily speculated right now.
Yes,
when you take a guy like Hickman, basically coming up with a new concept that can go places or not
anywhere,
go places.
Anywhere.
Right.
Yep.
People are going to, unfortunately, and I'm saying this unfortunately, they're going to buy 10 copies of this.
Right.
Because what's happening with Chew and Walking Dead and Saga and what the heck is that? Comeback is a lot of these Image number ones are becoming big money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Especially, especially, you know, I mean, obviously Walking Dead, but even Chew and Saga.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
nobody saw that coming.
No, and this is good and this is bad.
Why is it bad?
Well, I'm telling you why it's bad. The bad is the speculative angle of why these people are buying multiple copies. It's good because enough books get sold, right? You know, your sales numbers are higher because some schmucks go, "Wait, I have 10 copies."
Yeah. True.
I guess what makes me a little bit less leery of the 90s again is the fact that the quality is here.
Right. It's not being mass produced.
It's not being mass produced with a gimmick.
Yeah.
And here you go. Right. Yeah. And buy 100.
Here's your foil embossed die cut.
Exactly.
Scratch and sniff.
There's
cover.
Some good stuff coming out.
Yeah.
East of West, I'm sure, will be quality stuff. Hickman's great.
Yeah.
And but anyway, just be leery. Comic culture listening fans, be leery of, if your local comic book shop is out of this book today, by the end of the day, please don't go onto eBay or wherever and pay $20 for one.
No,
okay?
No.
Things will die down. Give it a month. Give it 2 months. Wait for the second printing. Hey, come on. You're reading the story. It's not about how much money this thing's going to be worth, you know, in 20 years or whatever.
Yeah, you should. Nobody should ever be buying comics based on what they think it's going to be worth. Like a new comic.
Yeah, a new comic. Yeah, I mean, they can buy an old vintage comic.
Spider-Man number one all they want, right?
Right. But, so please check out East of West today at your local comic book shop. And for some reason, if they are out, don't panic. Don't overpay.
Good idea. Very good. Very great pointers today from you, Walt.
Thanks, Chris.
Listen, so our last comic of the day We've got Angel and Faith. Now, you know,
just call me Angel of the Morning.
Oh, that was terrible. So, listen, Dark Horse Comics, Angel and Faith from the Buffy line of comic books. Mm-hmm. Interesting cover. I love the cover. It's an homage to the old Betty and Veronica comics of the Archie series. And this has Angel and Faith on the cover, and some of the guy, I don't know who it is. I don't know. Andrew, are you a fan of Buffy? No? Okay. Do you know Buffy at all?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask, Chris.
Oh, are you a fan of Buffy?
No.
Oh. Anyways, right. They're doing the old...
Thanks for chiming in, Shecky.
They're doing the old Archie... Faith is... I know who Faith is. Faith is the girl, and they got the old blonde and brunette behind them, mm-hmm. behind her, rather. And, you know, who is she going to decide on? Just like the old Archie, whether Betty or Veronica, right?
Right.
So, anyways, great-looking book written by Christos Gage, who I love that guy's writing. I highly recommend picking up Angel and Faith, even though I'm not really a fan of the comic myself. It looks like it's a great book, and I do like Christos Gage writing.
Excellent. Buffy's friends Angel and Faith number 20 is at your local comic book shop today. Chris has only discussed four books, and of course there are an avalanche of these things,
an avalanche
coming into your local comic book shop today. So please visit that local comic book shop of yours today and check out the new this week.
All right, listen, if that doesn't sound like a cue for a musical interlude, I don't know what is. So, you know, as we said, as always, we have to have a little Krantz in everybody's life. So here we go. Here's a little bit of the old Spider-Man Krantz.
You know what?
That is not your typical Krantz.
That's not your typical anything.
No.
That's
no,
gold, Jerry. That's gold.
Gold, Jerry. Gold.
Listen, you wanted to fade that out earlier. I go, no.
I know.
I was grooving.
He wouldn't let me. He was grooving.
All right.
All
listen, Chris, that takes us to.
Are we doing mailbag?
Yeah, mailbag. Okay. And I'm going to throw it over to Shecky over there, and he's going to. He's got an email he received
this week.
Oh, all right.
Well, is there a sponsor, too, or just an email?
I don't know. I'm throwing it over to Shecky. Okay, Shecky, it's all yours.
Actually, right now, there is just mailbag.
All right.
For this segment.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Can I run the show, Chris?
Well, we'd like you to, but you're not, okay. Eventually, we'd like you to do something.
All right, we're done, Chris. Here we are. All right, so Comic Culture mailbag. So this comes to you from Tyler in Oshawa, Ontario, and this is directed at Walter. This is a collectability question here.
Hit me, Tyler.
So, with both Marvel Now and New 52 out, although New 52 has a year's advantage, which of these restart lines do you see having better longevity for before reverting back? And which do you believe will have long-term collectability in terms of value?
Wow, good question.
Wow.
I'm going to say Orange. I'm going to go with DC.
For both?
For both, yeah.
For both, yeah.
Really?
Well... DC's was better thought out. BC's was all in. BC, was it
BC
or BC?
I think it's DC.
I implore you to try and remember which the publisher's name actually is.
DC.
I've been around for 80 yeah. years, but that's
DC
okay.
was all in.
Right.
And DC did it right. DC did it from the beginning. Clean slate, brand new, the focal point, the starting point, August of 11 or whatever the hell it was. Heck, it was. JLA won. That's the starting point, and it all exploded in September.
Okay.
Right? And that's it. All the number ones and everything
are
like that.
Are you saying, though, like that the year advantage has a big advantage?
No, not
then?
At all. I'm oh, just okay. saying so that the way they the did board. It, the way they did it is that they went all in. They said, hey, let's do this. Marvel is kind of waiting in. DC dove in. I think that has a big effect.
Maybe they marketed it a little bit better as well. I mean, they're planning for everything.
Well, I think it was more that. Drastic. That's yeah. for sure.
I disagree.
Hey-o.
I'm just okay. saying, I disagree. I think that the collectability is going to be better for the DC side. However,
that's what I said.
Well, just wait. No, but there's two. There's
yeah,
two,
you,
there
you,
two
were, you were two for DC. He's splitting.
I'm splitting.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was impatient. There,
well, like always. Oh. You know what? Just wait a second, will you?
That was a premature.
I know how often you're premature.
What do you call those things?
I hear all about it.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyways, so. I am going to say that DC is better for the collectability end of it. However, for the longevity of the comic book collecting market, I think Marvel is better because they're not just completely discarding the rest of the past of the Marvel history, whereas that's what DC is doing. And I think that people still appreciate, especially in this day and age, the age of the people who are mostly collecting. Let me finish. Before who are collecting right now still remember the old Marvel.
Oh.
And it's sort of a relaunch of Marvel, but without having to rewrite history.
Right, and just to go in tandem with this, do you how many are
tandem?
Are
total, you guys are tag teaming
the
me
total
here.
Number of Marvel Now titles. How many are there?
712.
I okay, think. That's a ridiculous made up right. fabricated number, but.
I'm not sure.
Is it 52? It's probably less.
More, probably.
Is it more?
Okay. I would say more.
Well, how many of the new 52 have actually been halted and shut
Lots.
Down?
I would
Lots.
Say not half yet, but probably 20.
Yeah. But then again, though, they've had another year to be finding out
I'd
what
say
are the weak links.
12 to 15. Anyways. Yeah.
I'm just saying that doesn't pose as good publicity, right? To have almost half of your relaunch shut down in
that's
less than,
fine.
What, two
that's
years
fine.
Or something?
No, that's fine. That listen.
But I agree. Collectability-wise, I mm-hmm. believe that DC is going to be better because they're all number ones, they're all brand new, right? But I think that people still like to have that continuity, and we're going to be talking about continuity later on in the show. People still like to have continuity in their books, and I think that's why that's going to last a little
Listen,
longer.
Here's the thing. Now, stay with me on this because I've had that Coke, Chris, that you bought today at 7-Eleven. It packs a punch.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
And it must be that Coke Zero.
Well, yeah, Coke right. Zero.
It so may have also been that the seal was broken when you started drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, so it's got my creative juices flowing. It's got my mind working, Chris,
right,
overtime,
yeah.
really. And this is what I'm going to say about this, about that. I'm not sure how to say it. But
this, that, whatever. Go
what
ahead.
Happens here is this. What you got to remember and not forget. See, that was a stall for time.
Oh, boy.
As I try to come
it's
up with
a
something.
Long no, show.
What you got to remember and not forget is the fact that the characters, let's say Batman, for example.
Okay? Yeah. Okay. I like okay. Batman.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many people of the 7,152,372,182 people in the world?
Yes.
How many would recognize Batman? A
half,
billion?
Half.
2 billion?
Half.
3 billion?
Sure.
Right. Okay. How many monthly sales are there of Batman? 100,000?
100,000.
100,000. So here's my point. Monthly comic books.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The brand new monthly comic books. There are the dagger's edge. They are the forefront. They are the cutting edge. They are the ones cutting through and breaking new ground in the superhero world.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm with you.
They are read by 1/100 of 1%
sure.
of the people that recognize the character.
Okay. Right, yeah.
So what happens in continuity is almost kind of irrelevant to what happens to the character in terms of the grand scheme of things on the character's viability worldwide as a property.
Right.
Okay. So
I agree.
So I am saying DC had a great thing. They had a great idea there. They probably had their beam counters. They probably had a guy like me messed up as he is.
Yeah,
said, hey,
okay.
Guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I just came up with something. Right.
Okay.
And they probably said, hey, Batman is known by a billion people. Loved by a billion people.
Right.
It's read monthly religiously by 100,000 people. You know, we can take those 100,000 people and we can give them a new Batman that we can build on to make the billion people drawn toward him more, because the old Batman is too inclusive just to the 100,000 people.
So let me ask.
I have no idea what I just said.
Let
but
me
I think
ask
I,
you a question.
Okay,
then.
Ask me.
Okay, so. Based on that line of thinking,
yeah.
Superman, which is has been iconic for 80 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, with red shorts, right? Now all of a sudden, DC says, "Hey, no more red shorts."
Yes,
so that's not really Superman anymore.
No,
so how is that possibly going to benefit the other billion people that know who Superman is? They're going to look at him and say, well, that's not Superman. It's got the same kind of crest on him, but, you know, I don't understand.
Yeah, how many crusty codgers will just say, what is this? Who is this new person?
No.
What's going on?
I honestly think that your argument is my argument. I think that Superman.
Yes, thank you, Christopher Walken.
Is... you know, he doesn't need red shorts.
I think
this
he does.
Is what DC, no, I don't think he does. And this is what DC, I think, maybe has identified, is that let's streamline this. Let's take the goodwill we've got built into these characters over the last 80 years and make it a functioning, viable, navigable. Is that right?
Sure. For you, for sure.
Realm of superheroes, and let's make it a universe that's easily accessible by more than 100,000 people that can recite word for word the Crisis of Infinite Earths.
Whoa. First of all, we are getting way off topic.
Are we? What were we talking
about
at the beginning?
Marty asked you whether or not the viability of the comic collecting would be better, you know, in the long run. Or and whether or not they're going to be more collectible. It has nothing to
question? Do. Poor Tyler is going to be in tears when
Tyler.
He listens to this actual show.
Yeah, I'm in tears. Little Tyler.
Listen, Tyler. I think the DC will be more collectible. The number ones from the launch versus
I agree with that part. However,
now.
The longevity of the comic will be better. With
no, only because of okay, Marvel.
No,
brother.
Marvel has a worse track record of relaunching a title after 17 issues than DC does.
Because they
don't
do it. Because they realize that there's history to the character.
They do it.
They don't do it like DC
let's
does.
Let's be
it.
Fair and concede the point. Both of them do it.
All right. Anyways, you know what? We're spending way too long on this.
Way too
on
long.
This topic.
Yeah. What's the guy's name? Andrew.
Well, let me just let you know as a producer, Tyler.
Tyler.
As the producer, when I'm doing like the circular hand motion, that doesn't mean to stretch it out and make it a 3-hour topic.
I'm sorry.
It means to.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Look.
Get to the point.
I agree. We have to agree to disagree on this.
I don't know what you're
I
talking
agree
about.
That you're wrong.
You know, right. You know what? This is a hot topic, though, guys, and people should actually be encouraged right now to go online and actually vote their own 2 cents, maybe.
Tell us on your emails.
That. You know what?
Yeah.
That is probably the smartest thing
go
you've
to
said
comic
so
book.
Far.
Yeah, yeah. Because
obviously
book.
These two intellects are at ends with each other,
yes.
And we can only
at
use
ends.
You,
we're gonna
the voting populace, to say what you believe in.
We're soon to come to blows.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Go to comicbookdaily.com.
Listen, and...
Put your comments in.
I agree. Yeah. And you should be listening to CFMU online as well, because that's where our show is.
CFMU 93.3.
Oh, are we there, Chris?
We are.
Oh.
Yeah, we are.
That's good.
Okay, listen. Let's talk about movies.
Let's talk about movies.
Let's forget about this whole comic book thing. Let's talk about movie comic stuff.
Forget about comic books.
Marvel movie Shocker. This made the Shocker's going to be in it?
I hope so.
Oh, that'd be good. No, you know what? That's what's his name is going to be playing the Shocker in the Spider-Man movie. Jamie
Farr.
Oh, he's playing Electro. Sorry, I'm wrong.
Jamie Farr.
Jamie. That's right. Jamie Farr from MASH is going to be playing Electro. That's right.
The cross-dressing Electro.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Jamie Foxx is going to be playing Electro.
Right, sorry.
Jamie Farr. All right, listen, Marvel movie shocker, Robert Redford is going to be in the Captain America movie sequel, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Now, typically, you know what's funny is that for a long time, it was really tough to get A-list actors into a comic book-related movie, and now they're like... just lining up to be in
now
these movies.
You know what? They're all here getting... you got what? The Sundance Kid here. You got Indie Boy.
Indie Boy himself, Mr. Robert Redford. And let's not forget that we also had, you know, Robert Downey Jr. Now, you know, Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man was still coming off the heels of, you know, his whole drug and prison
sex
time.
Sex and drugs
and all
rock
that
and
kind
roll.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right. Yeah. But now he is the poster boy for comic book movies.
Right.
And I think because of him, really, because of Iron Man, now we're getting Ben Kingsley, Mr. Gandhi himself, is going to be in the more recent Iron Man movie, Iron Man 3.
He's actually an Oscar winner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you know what? You know, I got to give it props to Marvel Studios to somehow get Academy Award winners, A-list actors, and now, as I said, Robert Redford, Mr. Sundance himself, is coming in to play in the Captain America, The Winter Soldier movie. Now, the thing is, now, I don't know, they're not saying who he's going to play. Now, typically, I mean, obviously he's going to play some sort of old Crodger type.
Sure,
you know,
big wig. He's going to be in the face of, what's the guy's name that plays Nick Fury?
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson. They're going to have a scene... It'll
wouldn't
be,
that be great to see Samuel L. and Robert Redford?
And they're having it out in the office.
Yeah.
Like, no. Yeah. No. Yeah. One of those scenes.
Yeah, I
love those scenes.
Yeah, I like it. No. And, I mean, no.
No. And it'll be good. That will be good.
Yeah. So
I mean,
you know,
Robert Redford is awesome.
He really is great.
Chris, what's your favorite Robert Redford movie?
I got to say Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Three Days of the Condor was good.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah. That's a good one, too. Now, listen, now the Captain America movie, now this isn't going to be coming out until April 4th, 2014, but he is going to play a leader in the S.H.I.E.L.D. role, so he is going to be part of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know who, because, you know, Nick Fury is supposed to be the head honcho, right?
He is the head honcho.
You know, and it's funny, you know, I still, as a comic nerd, which I am, I don't always think of Samuel L. as Nick Fury.
Right, because you're an old timer.
I'm an old timer. I think of him, you know, I'm not trying to be mean here or anything like that, but I just don't see Samuel L. because I think of, you know, Nick Fury as this old white guy, right?
Old Italian guy with
white wisps in the side of his head.
Yeah,
When I first read that Robert Redford was going to play in the Captain America movie, I thought, oh, he'll be a great Nick Fury. Oh,
right.
Wait, no,
no,
it can't be.
He can't be. There is a Nick Fury.
There is a Nick Fury, right. So,
well, listen, if anybody can usurp Samuel,
well, yes.
It's Bob.
Good old Bob Redford.
But you know what's actually good about that? They're keeping the continuity between all the movies. Like, there's only one Marvel sort of universe, and they know they can only... If Nick Fury has to appear, you know, it's only Samuel.
Well, and that interestingly enough, you should say that, because Samuel L., and Robert Downey Jr. have all agreed to sign on to a certain number of movies.
Yeah.
And because of that, I think they're figuring out now they might not be able to be in every single movie because there's so many of them now. Like, I think Robert Downey Jr. and Samuel L. agreed to be in, I'll say, like 9 movies or something like that. Because remember,
including like cameos?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I remember reading this that actually – Downey's contract is up before the next Avengers movie.
It is,
which
yes.
sucks for Marvel.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you wish that 7th one or whatever they signed him to was the next Avengers.
That's
movie.
Right.
What are you talking about? They're just going to pay him more money and
exactly.
Start
but you know,
again.
I mean, money is money, right?
Yeah.
So, but well, anyway,
but he'll be in the driver's seat now, right?
Yeah.
Because
he'll
be like, hey, if you want to be in this movie, I want a percentage of the sales.
You can't make this without. I think he's got that anyway. I'm going to tell you right now, any like head honcho actor in the film industry is getting a back end. I'm going to let you know right now.
Yeah.
Getting a back end.
Back end.
Hey, oh.
I love
hey, listen.
I love it when I get back
great
ends.
News. Great news for Bob Redford being in the new Captain America movie. I think it's great. I think it's great for comics. I think it's great for everything.
You know what's going to be great is, speaking of great, you know what? Older guys, guys much older than you even, Walt.
Oh.
They're going to be looking at these movies, and they're like, Robert Redford, I remember him. Captain America, that must be a good movie if Robert Redford's going to be in it.
If he's in it, I remember Brubaker. no, what was that movie where he was a prison guard?
Brubaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Brubaker.
I remember Brubaker.
Yeah. So anyways, listen, more movie news coming out. The cast of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtles.
Here's a movie.
I love Turtles.
Here's something that I thought would never happen again. Another TMNT movie. Yet here it is coming out. Now, I don't know. You know, I got to say, I'm a nerd, but, you know, wow, I'm not enough of a nerd,
that
I guess. I'm not that nerdy.
Where, Chris, don't deceive yourself.
I don't know who Pete Plozek, Jeremy Howard, Noel Fisher, or Alan Richson are, other than apparently one of them played in the movie Shameless or TV show Shameless.
Right.
And apparently they're going to be playing in the new TMNT movie as the title roles of
well,
the
listen,
Turtles.
Well, listen, Chris, you had to see this coming. You had to see this coming, TMNT movie.
Yeah.
Because you and I have been in the industry long enough. I think combined we have 112 years
something like
of
that.
Experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What happens is you have these, I would call them 20-year cycles, is you're what? What are you, Chris? You're 12 when you're into this stuff? 14, 10?
Me?
When, no, anybody.
Oh,
when they're into
nine,
this stuff?
9,
10, 12, yeah, whatever, yeah, depending. So, and when do you pay off OSAP? When do you get that first job? When are you finally settled in?
When do you pay it off or when you start paying it off?
Because
that's completely different.
Whatever. When do you start getting that first half-decent paycheck is my point.
26, 30, 27, 30-ish. 30-ish.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a 20-year cycle.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happens is you threw all your old crap away.
Yeah.
You sold it when you were 20 to go to college.
That's right.
Whatever.
You still
like,
had it.
Oh, man. I wish I had. And, you know, we've seen it with the Joes, with the Transformers.
Yeah.
Now or your mom throws it out.
Yeah.
My mom threw
mom
it all
threw
out.
It out.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing it with TMNT.
Yeah.
Right? And so now you're seeing that wave of 20-year-ago, 10-year-olds enjoying the nostalgia of TMNT.
Yeah. It's,
right?
It's, yeah,
so you
absolutely
knew the movie was going to come. Because
yeah,
these are 30-somethings now that are, and I've seen this before at the shop too, is they're going to try to push this crap on their kids.
Oh, for sure.
You know? And
for
I don't,
sure.
I mean crap affectionately.
Oh, no, it's crap. I mean, no,
you know
it's
what
not.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're going to push what they love.
Yep.
Onto
sure
their kids.
Absolutely.
Hey, when my kids were 8, 9, 10, guys, we're going to watch Scooby. We're going to watch Warner Brothers Bugs and
that's
Daffy,
because right, yeah,
that's what
right
I loved them,
yeah,
as a kid,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So this is obvious. This is a great ploy. This is a great plan. This is going to work.
Yeah, and you know what's going to make it work even more so?
What's that?
Megan Fox is going to be cast as the female lead of April.
Yeah.
You know, any movie that has Megan Fox in it seems to do well. I got to tell you, you know, she is a brunette bombshell.
A bombshell.
Isn't she?
She
you
is.
Know, yeah,
you know what I want to hear her say one line. Goes, come on, boys, follow me. Let's make it snappy.
Oh, well, you just kind of turned me on a little bit there.
See,
mean,
turtles?
I mean, no.
Turtles?
No.
Snappy?
Yeah, I get it. I get
oh,
it.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Yeah. Listen.
Blow this thing on.
Anyways, best of luck to the Turtles cast.
Yeah,
listen,
great,
we're gonna have one more news tidbit here. Oh, before we go into a musical, Smarty, you looked like you had something to say there.
Oh, no, I was just going to say we actually do have a sponsor that we need to get to cut up in between all this movie talk.
Go ahead.
Oh,
you
go ahead.
Hot
then
movie banter.
You know, tell you what, why don't we? Do you want to have a musical interlude first, or want to have the sponsor first?
It's up to Shecky.
Go ahead, Shecky.
We're going to do that music right now is what we're going to do.
We're going to do the music. So you know what? Let's, you know, I'm feeling awful cranced tonight. So let's get another cranced in under our collar here. Here we go. Thank you. All right, and that was Swinging Across Town.
Yeah.
You know, across town. I gotta say, so Walt, you and I have often talked about the Krantz.
We've often swung across town.
We've often talked about the Krantz line of music from the Spider-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think I have to agree with you. This might be one of our desert island records.
Absolutely.
The variety of the songs and the quality of the songs is outstanding. Yeah.
It's off the charts.
It really is.
Off the charts.
Why isn't this stuff played more often in other formats?
Well, what usually happens, Chris, with these gems, these diamonds in the rough, these needles in the haystack.
Yeah, can you come up with another one?
No.
You almost said, yeah, I was hoping, yeah. All right.
It takes connoisseurs like yourself and myself to spread the good word. Yeah.
you remind me of an old college joke, or sorry, high school joke, but I can't tell it on the air. So,
right. Save it for part two of
there
the show.
You go, part two of
the after hours
with Walt and Chris. All right, listen.
And you have to remember that Krantz ain't no Justin Berber. So.
No, he really ain't Justin Berber, that's for sure. Yeah.
Listen, right. What's your name again? Shecky. Go ahead, Shecky.
It's not my name. Anyway. So this next segment, which is also including some more of this trailer trash and movie news, is brought to you by Ben Affleck's agent. If putting Academy Award winners in comic films is cool, remember he's now got two. So let's just forget about Daredevil.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Listen. I like Daredevil, guys. Come on.
Daredevil, you know what? I didn't mind the movie, and I haven't seen it yet, but I heard the director's cut is even better. So I have to see the director's cut.
You haven't seen the movie yet?
No, I saw the original. I haven't seen the director's
cut.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, let's move this boat along.
World War Z, or Zed, depending on what part of the world you're from.
Yeah, I saw this trailer today. I saw this trailer, this World War ZZ. Yeah, and it scared the crap out of me.
You know, if you're...
was that ever a good trailer, Chris? I mean, that was good. It was intense. They had these things, these guys, what do you call them?
Zombies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're running like 100 miles an hour.
Whoa.
And they're coming at you like crazy.
But hold on.
And they're making, like, they're running on top of each other to go over, like, big things. Like bridges and stuff. Like, they're using each other as ladders.
They're like ants.
It's nuts.
Oh, like ants. I like that.
Like ants. They're like ants.
Ooh. Now, hold on. Now, I might be wrong here, and I'm pretty sure that Smarty's going to back me up on this.
I'm going to have to do something.
Because... don't zombies move really slowly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know. I'm not a zombie.
Well, see, that's...
God. You're not a... No. What?
No, I'm not a zombie guy.
Oh.
Sometimes you could have fooled me, but no, Walt, I'm gonna enlighten you into the zombie culture and genre here now. Just having a little bit of experience over the past... you know, short years of my life, yes?
How would you
By
have
the
experience?
Way, I'm going to interject. Shecky here is the producer of Night of the Living Dead Live.
How would he play?
That's how he has experience. Oh. He's a producer of the Night of the Living Dead Live play, which starts... when
April
does it start
something
again?
Or other.
April 26th.
April 26th at the...
Theater Passe-Marais.
Passe-Marais in Toronto.
Wow. In Toronto.
Anyway.
So that's a Romero show. So, I mean, I'm talking about the beginning of zombies, the beginning of the creation of what a zombie is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you right now, Walt, World War Z or Z, however we're saying it on this show, because I haven't figured it out either.
It depends zombies, if you're American or not.
Oh, I'm not, so.
So therefore it's Z.
Zed.
Yeah.
It's kind of trendier anyway. So with World War Z, the zombie running thing, like the cheetah speed and prowess and agility, a lot of actual, you know, traditionalists, they frown upon that. And they actually say it's kind of insulting because zombies are never meant to run. That they aren't smart, like overly intelligent. They can't make building blocks out of themselves and do that. Some of them are actually pretty upset with this. I mean, it's a cool trailer, yes, but to actually say these are zombies and that's what they do, it's...
Okay, so hold on a second here.
You say something first because I definitely have something to say here.
Okay, no cussing.
Well, just hold on a second here, okay.
All right.
First of all, I think that the advent of the fast-running zombies came from the 28 Days Later movie, right? That was the first time where we saw zombies where they actually moved quickly and they were sort of running and that kind of thing. So they're... Pardon me?
The Dawn of the Dead remake.
Was that before or after 28 Days Later? I don't know.
The Dawn of the Dead remake.
Dawn of the
was
Dead remake.
03.
So I think
in that era.
Anyways, in that era, there are sort of differences in the zombie lore. However, I agree with you. The traditional zombie should be the slow moving. You know, I'm eventually going to come and get you, but you know, there's 4 million of us, so eventually we'll get you because you can't possibly kill us all.
Right.
Now, Walt, what were you going to say?
Well, I'm just saying that I don't think in pop culture the zombie is defined. You know,
I honestly disagree.
No. I think there's nothing wrong with these guys interpreting zombies a different way.
Okay. You're right.
And I think, listen, correct me if I'm wrong.
And I will.
But I'm most likely right.
Okay. We'll see.
As I've seen one or two of these zombie movies.
Okay.
Okay. And these things, these zombie guys, these zombie things, usually they're missing a limb. They're missing something. Something's hanging off.
Right.
Something's hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, you have 17 minutes to aim and shoot this thing before it gets to you. There, yeah, okay.
But there's 4 million of them.
I know, but there seems to be that sense of, you know, you have time.
Okay.
Right? There always seems to be that sense that you have time. Whereas with this thing, it's like you had no time.
Right.
You're
right.
Screwed. And you're up the creek.
Right.
And you are done. You were like, what the heck do you do now? This is scary stuff.
Right, right. And I agree with you. Now, what I do find interesting, whether or not zombies are fast walking or slow walking, one of the things I find interesting is that, so World War Z is a book that came out, geez, like 10 years ago, something like that, somewhere around 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it came out, I thought, oh, how is there possibly going to be a novel? I can't believe there's a novel about zombies, right? And I thought, well, it'll never last. And sure enough, here now we have a movie. Not only do we have a movie, but starring Brad Pitt.
Oh,
the actor of all actors,
the
right?
The Pitmeister,
like a fantastic actor. Like you love him or hate him for his looks. The guy's a great actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I love great actor. He's a great actor.
He really is. So,
great actor.
Do we need to say it another
great
time?
Great actor.
Anyways, World War Z coming out June 21st.
Yeah, and chime in at comicbookdaily.com in the comments field whether you like fast-moving zombies or slow-moving zombies?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Yeah, because I think, like I said, the trailer got me. I want to see this movie.
Really? You know, what happened to you, Walt? Because for a long time, you didn't see any comic movies or any of that kind of stuff. Are your kids at that age now where they can actually watch this stuff?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We're not watching Treehouse anymore.
No,
Chris.
Okay.
Yeah,
so no more Caillou.
Yeah, no more Barney.
Right.
Don't kid yourself. He's still not going to watch it. He's just watched the 2-minute trailer.
No,
that's all he's done.
He has said that he has watched a few superhero
Marty,
movies.
I love the stuff. Yeah. There, Shecky. I've watched Spider-Man last year. I've watched the hell else came
did
out
you
last
watch
year?
Did you watch Avengers? Did you watch Avengers?
Oh, Avengers. Yeah, I love Avengers.
See, if you
Steed is one of my favorite guys.
Who?
Steed.
He's such a knob. It's not the old Avengers TV show, like Steed and Mrs. Peel.
Right.
No, it's not that Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Avengers with Iron Man.
I've seen the other one, no.
You know, you continually disappoint me.
Chris, let's move on because the time is running out. I don't know where the time goes.
Yeah, it's that's a great question.
Hey, let's talk about something dear to your heart.
A geek out?
You want to talk about geek out?
Oh, sorry. Okay, whatever.
I was going to talk about Harrison Ford saying, well, quickly touch upon.
Okay.
The good news is that Harrison Ford saying, hey, I'm in. If they're doing a Star Wars movie.
Star Wars.
I am in.
Yes.
And that's good because what's the other guy's name?
Han Solo?
No.
Oh.
The other actor that played
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
And Joni Mitchell there, she said she would do the...
Carrie Fisher. Right.
She said she would.
Yeah, they've all said they're going to do it.
Right.
What else are they doing?
He's officially said he's in.
What else are they doing?
Huh?
Seriously, what else are they doing?
Harrison Ford didn't need the money.
The other two kind of, you know,
well, they're not multi-billionaires.
Carrie Fisher's got her stage play where she goes and talks about her being drunk all the time, and Mark Hamill's done playing the Joker. So really, what else do you have to do?
Okay, but I'm just saying, you know, like Harrison did a little bit better than the other two.
Okay, so anyway, well, yeah, Harrison Ford.
He said, I'd love to do this. He's in.
Didn't we talk about this already? He's going to be in, but he wants to make sure that he dies in the end somewhere.
All right, Chris, you know what? I dug this out of the internet. And I thought it would be a good topic, but you're poo-pooing it. So why don't we move on to Geek Out? Tell me about Geek Out. What is Geek Out?
All right. So Geek Out, do you like board games, Walt?
Board
games.
Oh, board games.
Yeah.
Monopoly.
Like Monopoly, Risk, yeah, sure, you know, that kind of thing. Well, okay, so
Who doesn't?
Well, some people don't. Some people only like card games or video games.
Right.
Completely different from board games.
Walt can be bored playing any game.
I'm kind of bored right now. Anyways, Playroom Entertainment has announced a July Comic-Con release for Geek Out, the new party game for pop culture mavens.
Party game for pop culture.
Pop culture. Now, here's the thing. The idea of the game is to out-geek your friends by demonstrating your nerd knowledge of pop culture. The game will include 1,000 topics. I doubt 1,000 topics. Maybe 1,000 questions. But I doubt 1,000 topics.
Sure they're going to have 1,000 topics, Chris.
How can they have 1,000 topics?
1,000 questions is like you get that done in a night. You have a few...
What kind of nights are you having that you have 1,000 nights?
You have a few Coca-Colas. And hold on. 1,000 questions is done topics? Quickly.
1,000. Okay, Star Wars.
Yeah, 1,000. Trust me, 1,000 times.
I doubt it. Anyways, drawn from 5 different categories.
Bitterman.
Comics, science fiction, fantasy, games, and, of course, miscellaneous. How do you play the game, you ask?
Chris, how do you play this game?
Oh, well, interesting you should ask that. Say the question is to list 3 female comic book superheroes. Before the next person gets a chance to do that, the person in the next in line says, I can list 5. And then perhaps the next person can say, well, I'll list 7. And then maybe you might say, I can list 9.
Chris, reminds me of a joke. There's a there's a sex educator up in front of an audience saying,
yeah?
She says something like, how many sexual positions can you name? And one guy goes, 812. The drunk guy in the back. And she goes, oh, great, 812. Okay, well, let's start them off at the beginning. Of course, there's the, you know, the classic missionary position, 813.
Anyway. I'm not so sure that's appropriate for comic culture, but what? We'll go with it.
All right.
Anyways, comic Geek Out. Manufacturer suggested retail price is $20.
Do you think this is going to work? Do you think this kind of...
I would play it.
It's kind of like Trivial Pursuit.
I would play it. Yeah. It's a different interactive kind of game. So, you know, for example, you may want to, whether it's the number of sidekicks you can name or the faculty of Hogwarts or Street Fighter characters.
So, for example, the question is, you know, how many comic book sidekicks can you name? And, you know, you're going, I can name 4. And then you, before... I'm allowed to go. You go, no, I can name 7.
Right.
And then the pressure's on because maybe you know how people are.
You only have
5
but
in your head.
But I'm wondering, how many do you have? How much time do you have in your head to say, okay, let me think, sidekicks. Okay, there's Speedy, Robin, Bucky.
Exactly. So I'm sure there's a mechanism.
Harlequin.
The problem with this, there's always going to be those aggressive people in the game that are always going
to...
I can name 112, right? And then they're always going to go, right?
So
that's the only problem I see possibly with this game,
right,
is that the same guy will kind of exaggerate how much he or she knows.
Yeah, but then he loses if he doesn't get them all,
so
right?
There's a mechanism there to shut them up.
I would think so.
I hope so.
So. Listen, how much time do we have left? We have 6 minutes left here. Okay.
All right. I like that. That is a good...
I would like to play that with you one of these days.
Would you play with me one of these days, Chris?
I would love to play with you one day.
All right, Chris. Listen, we have... Go ahead.
Do we have time for a musical interlude?
No.
Oh, come on. Just a quick one.
Okay,
just a quick one. Here we go. This is Out of Control.
Yeah, that's what I needed.
That was out of control.
Just a little injection.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now quickly, guys. I just have to let you know we have one sponsor moving into these final minutes. And the sponsor is Red Ryder BB Guns. From Avengers to Walking Dead, villain or hero, if you lose an eye, you gain authority. Just saying.
It's true.
Nicely
true.
Said.
Very true.
Hey, listen, it's near the end of the show. We have a few things to discuss, Chris. One is obviously support your local comic book shop.
Yes, and by the way, we're listening to CFMU McMaster Radio.
CFMU 93.3 McMaster Radio, Hamilton's award-winning radio station. Also, Shecky and I, we have to make it a public service announcement here, will be in Toronto.
Oh.
Thursday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
March 28th, which is tomorrow.
What are you guys doing?
We are down at the Grand Hall at 1087.
Oh, you guys are doing that big
Queen Street West.
Kickstarter?
It's called Indiegogo.
Indiegogo, sorry.
Indiegogo. For the Captain Canuck webisodes.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
Five webisode series. Yeah,
yeah, the five now, webisode series. So we're going to be down there. So basically, I think the actors that have signed on to do the voice, Richard Cumley, the creator of Captain Canuck, will be there.
Now,
the whole Captain Canuck Inc. crew.
Kalman Androwski will be there.
Yeah, Kalman will be there. Yeah. And I think basically you go down there, it's going to be a little bit of a, I don't know, a shindig, a party.
Yep, yep, cool.
Yeah, I think.
Let's hope so.
Now, if somebody wants to go there and maybe get something signed by Richard Cumley, is that possible?
Kalman will be there signing. Richard will be there signing. There'll be some computer set up where you can go online and I guess, donate. If you think the endeavor is worth
financing. What if somebody comes in and they want to just give you $20? Is that possible too?
I will put it in my pocket.
Nice.
And not tell anybody about it.
Good man.
So just see me first if you have cash.
Right. I like it.
Well, we're going to split that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely, okay. Marty. On the way home. Yeah. So that's an endeavor. That's an event that's coming up shortly tomorrow. So if anybody's in the Toronto area, stop by the Grand Hall. I think it starts from 6 and it goes to 9.
Is it called the Grand Hall?
The Grand Hall, 1087 Queen Street West.
Perfect. Okay, right? I think that's good.
And
all right.
I think we're going to see that. We also have to mention that Free Comic Book Day is coming up. Next week, Chris and I are going to do a good show on... we're going to feature some of the comics that the main publishers are going to produce for Free Comic Book Day. Talk about them. Talk about what the publishers are trying to push and the publishers are trying to, I guess, put in the forefront.
Perfect.
What else we got going on? We got...
Later on in June, we've got the Niagara Comic Con coming out.
Niagara Comic Con coming out.
We're going to talk about that soon.
Yep. And other than that, I think that might be it.
I think I think that's it for the rest of the show. Unfortunately, we're just running out of time. You know, we talk about stuff. We had all kinds of stuff planned for this show. We talked about continuity, and we want to talk about previews. We want to talk about all different kinds of things. Sadly, we just don't have any more time.
All right, Comic Culture produced by what's his name here?
Shecky Green.
Shecky Green. Marty Berth.
Oh, right, right. Sorry.
And engineered by the stalwart, Andrew Robuck.
Young Buck.
Our Young Buck.
Young
Robuck,
Buck. Mr. Robuck.
Sitting to my left.
And to my right.
And to your right. And for comments and suggestions, please visit comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link. Scroll down, enter your comments, and also listen to us at getthepointradio.com.
And if you want to listen in, we're going to have an extended version of our show today on comicbookdaily.com. We're going to have a few extra minutes. If you want to log into the show to see what you may have missed on the actual live radio, you can always tune into comicbookdaily.com for a few extra minutes. And listen, go out and support your local comic book retailer and have yourself a great day.
Yes, and please, again, go out and support your local comic book shop.
I just said that.